Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
All right, let me tell you what this is not. This is not going to be a pregame pep talk because I don't think you guys need a pregame pep talk. I don't think you need me to stand up here and tell you that you have the tools to win when you know you have the tools to win. You know, I put a lot of teams on a lot of fields, and this is one of the finest teams that I've ever coached. You have the game plan, you have the desire, and I know that's why we're going to win this afternoon. And that's why I know you guys don't need a pregame pep talk. Now, Wichita needs a pregame pep talk. I mean, if I were coaching that team of losers, I think I'd be up here trying to give you a pregame pep talk. Because I know you're going to go out there and you are going to annihilate Wichita this afternoon. Now, if that were about to happen to me, I think I'd pay somebody to give me a pregame pep talk. But you guys don't need a pregame pep talk. Do you need a pregame pep talk?
No!
No! Gentlemen, this is our home opener. This is our first game this season before our families, our school, our friends, our Lord. Now let's go out there and let's hurt some people!
Let's go!
Sure hope they believed you.
Oh, come on. There's no way we're going to lose this game this afternoon, Luther.
That's what you said the first two games.
The first two games were flukes. We're on the road. We had some injuries. Those are plastic, Dob. You know something, Luther? I really need you to be up today.
I'm up.
Oh, is my dad busy?
No.
Hi,
Kelly.
Hi.
Hey, babe.
Hi. So, this is what it's like before a game, huh?
Well, you missed the pregame pep talk. That was pretty exciting. So, hey, you know, Luther, why don't you and Dom go check on the team?
Right. Might as well go out and face the music.
Well, I just wanted to stop by and wish you luck.
Well, you know something? I always wanted to be coaching and have you up there in a stands cheering for me.
I'm going with a bunch of friends, so there's going to be five of us up there cheering for you.
Yeah, well, actually, I think there's going to be about 35,000 of you cheering, see, because a lot of people come to these things.
That's good. Oh, look, I better get going. I don't want to miss the kickoff.
Okay, see you after the game.
Yeah.
Okay. Coach here.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. I'm still at the station.
How does it look today?
The game? Ah, no problem.
Shoe and victory.
You promise?
Yeah. Why, you worried?
No.
We just miss you, that's all. It's been 3 weeks.
Whose idea was that, huh?
Both of ours. You know our deal. We can't see each other after you lose a game. You're inconsolable.
Well, we're going to win this one today.
Look, why don't you just pack your bag and get over here? I'll see you after the game.
Okay. Good luck.
Forget luck.
We're going to win today because we're the better team. And luck has nothing to do with it.
I'll see you after the game, all right?
Get out of here.
Dad?
Oh, hi, sweetheart.
Come on in.
I brought some friends along. I hope that's okay.
Oh, sure. Bring everybody in. What's that?
This is Sherry, Lynn, hi. Toby, hi. Karen. This is my dad.
We really enjoyed the game.
Yeah, sorry we couldn't win one for you.
Oh, we didn't care. We had dates. So, Dad, are you okay?
Sure, fine, yeah.
Mom said you used to get kind of upset after you lost a game.
I didn't lose a game. Team lost the game. I didn't.
Is it true we only had 10 men on the field?
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why the other team was able to score the touchdown?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Teams in the locker room.
I don't care.
I know that. I knew that. I just wanted you to know they're counting 11 like you told them to practice on.
Good.
They've done it, oh, probably 100 times so far.
Fine.
I just wanted you to let you know that. I'll be in with the team if you need me. How much longer do you think?
Would I say
that's
so?
That's what I thought. Nice to see you, Kelly. Brought all your little friends to the game.
We should be going.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, Coach Fox.
Right.
Hey, better luck next time, huh?
Right.
Dad, are you sure you're okay?
Oh, yeah, sure, fine.
I mean, listen, you know, you don't have to pretend in front of me. You know, it can't be any fun to lose like that in front of the whole school and everything.
Well, honey, this is part of my job. I tell you, this is going to happen when you're working with 60 young men who are inexperienced, immature, brain dead.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Super. Yeah.
Hayden, I am so sorry.
Yeah, well, you know.
The sportscaster said there were only 10 men on the field.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, I really don't. Not really, no. How soon can you get over here?
I'm not coming.
What do you mean you're not coming? Christine, come on now. It's been 3 weeks, you know.
Since we've been together. You know what I'm talking about, together? I need us to be together. You know what I mean? I need some togetherness here. Let's get together. What do you say? Come on now.
Believe me, I know it's been 3 weeks, but we agreed. I don't know how to help you after you lose a game. You won't talk.
You're irrational, angry.
Look, you... I am not irrational and angry. Now, come on. I mean, I admit I spoiled a couple of weekends in the past. Okay, let's let bygones be bygones. I'm over that stuff now. I've got losing behind me. Come on, I've been working on some meditation. I got some inner peace exercises going for me. Yeah, I mean, come on. What do you need?
Hayden, I want to say yes, but...
Well, then say it.
All right. I'm probably crazy to do this, but we'll try it one more time. Just promise me. If you're not past it, at least you'll talk about it.
Past what? No, just get down here as fast as you can. I gotta see you.
Fine.
Bye. Oh, Dauber, what the hell are you doing out there?
Just getting a drink. My mouth got dry from counting.
Dauber, you're a coach. You don't have to count.
Oh, I'll go tell Luther.
Miss Armstrong will be right down. I saw you parking the car. I called.
Thanks.
So, you guys going out to dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Touchdown Club?
I don't know. You tell me.
It's just that you guys have pretty much the same routine every week.
Hey, tough loss today.
Yeah.
I flew all the way from Florida to see this game. 10 men on the field, huh? Boy, that was a costly mistake.
Yeah, it sure was.
Cost me $900.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, boy, am I glad to see you. Oh. So, are you hungry?
Yeah.
I made reservations at the Touchdown Club.
Do you think that's a good idea? I mean, it's so public. I thought it'd be a lot nicer if we go back to your place. I could make us dinner.
Oh, you know, Christina, that's very sweet of you, but I got this lost thing behind me. I just want to prove to you that I can handle everything. Come on, let's go.
Hey, Coach! Nice game. Oh, you got 11 singles for 10.
Hey, you know, let's go to my place.
Did you want a salad, or is the pasta going to be enough? Hayden?
Hmm? Boy, everything smells great, doesn't it?
I haven't cooked anything yet.
Well, I meant the ingredients smell great.
You were thinking about the game, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. No, I swear.
Yeah. Now, see, this is what life is all about, isn't it? Huh? No TV newscast, no football games, you know, just the two of us. Mm-hmm. See, I've been really looking forward to this weekend.
So have I. You know, we don't have to have dinner right away. If you like, we could open a bottle of wine, curl up on the sofa, rekindle the old fire. Hayden.
Hmm? Fire? Right, it is getting cold in here, isn't it?
Hayden, why don't we just admit that you're upset and we can talk about it?
Well, I don't want to talk about it. I wasn't thinking about the game. I was thinking about you.
You didn't hear a word I said.
I heard every word you said. Look, I got an idea. Okay, now wait a minute. Why don't we just put off dinner, okay? We'll open up a bottle of the wine. We'll curl up on the old sofa. I'm going to light a fire. Now, how does that sound, huh?
Inspired.
All right, because I know this is going to work. Oh, Christine, that lake is beautiful out here. I mean, you know, with the moon out, you can see light and shimmering stuff out there. That is great. You know that?
Oh, you're right. It is beautiful. Oh, it's funny. No matter how many times I come out here, I never get tired of it. Just a feeling of tranquility you can't find anyplace else.
Oh! What? Loser, don't get away from the window!
Hey!
This will take 2 seconds. I mean.
I'm sorry to bother you. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Luther.
What do you want, Luce?
Did the team go home now?
No, no.
I know, I didn't mean right now. They've been counting 11 for about 6 hours. I want like a ballpark figure when you might be finished being mad at him.
Well, I'm not mad at him. I want to teach him a lesson.
Right. We'll just stick with it then.
Right.
Hayden,
yeah.
Will it be okay if we got something to eat?
Well, of course. I'm not trying to punish anybody.
Yeah, well, that's a relief. Nice to see you again, Christine.
Nice to see you, Luke.
We can eat, but we can't go home.
Just out of curiosity, how long are you going to keep them there?
Well, now, Christine, don't try telling me how to coach you.
This isn't about coaching. This is about being irrational.
No, I mean, I'm trying to teach them a lesson, you know. After all, I am a representative of an institution of higher education.
Counting to 11 is higher education?
Well, for these guys, it is. Hey, come on, look. Now, I don't want to talk about football, all right? I want to have our weekend. I got an idea. Sit down. And we'll open a bottle of wine, and then we'll curl up on this sofa, and we're just going to forget about everything that's happened. I mean, we're going to start the evening over again, okay? Now, you tell me about your week.
Well, let's see. The station has decided to go ahead with those promos showing newscasters at home to try to make us look like real people.
That sounds great.
Hmm. Only they don't like my real home. So instead, they've built a set that's supposed to be my home. And they've rented me a dog. And I'm supposed to sit there with my rented dog, sipping cappuccino, and talking about my childhood dream of being a broadcast journalist. So I said to them, you want big ratings? Forget Home and Hearth. Let's just go straight for sex. Why don't I do the promo naked? So, actually, that's what we decided to do. Yes, I took off all my clothes. They rolled the tape, and I stood there in front of everybody, buck naked. Hayden?
Hmm?
What was I saying?
Something about a buck. You got a raise!
That's it. Take me back to the hotel.
Come on. I wandered for 2 seconds. My mind just...
Hayden, I can't do this anymore. I can't pretend I'm having a weekend. You're still on the field, and that's fine. That's obviously where you want to be. Why am I sitting here keeping you from it?
Oh, Christine, hold it, Christine. Now, look. Do you have any idea of what it's like to lose? I mean, have you ever spent a week preparing for something and then have to watch it turn to garbage right before your very eyes?
No, gee, I wouldn't have a clue about that. You think I've never spent an entire week writing, shooting, editing a story, and then having it dropped because we ran out of time? What about this weekend? Do you think I didn't give this weekend any thought? You think I didn't go out and get a new outfit and get my hair done and then drive for 2 hours in traffic to get down here? Look around you, Hayden. Do you think this evening isn't garbage? Look, I've told you before. If this is what you have to do, fine. But just don't ask me to drive down here from Minneapolis to sit and watch you suffer. It breaks my heart. Can you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. Boy, been a jerk, huh? I've been walking around in this rage and taking my anger out on everybody else, you know, when the truth is there's only one person to blame for all this. Daryl McKenzie.
Who?
I had him at safety. I should never have put him on defense. I mean, the kid can't concentrate, Christine.
I will be in the car. You're impossible.
Wait a minute. Where are you going? Hey, now that I got this thing figured out, I'm going to be fine. Christine. Come on, boy, talk about me being irrational.
Well, look who's back. This is a surprise.
Shut up. Hey, Christine, come on.
Look, Hayden, there is nothing more to talk about. If you want to let losing destroy you, fine. It's also destroying our relationship. And if you don't care about that, then your priorities are all screwed up.
Funny, you never see that side of her on the news.
Hey, Christine.
What are you doing here? You haven't been here all night, have you?
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Well, you know, I got to thinking about what you said last night, you know. Maybe my priorities are screwed up, so, I sat here all night, and what I did was I made a list of the most important things in my life on these postcards right here. Do you want me to read them to you?
Okay.
I did an awful lot of drafts of this stuff, you know, because, I mean, stuff kept changing, you know, especially football. Football kept changing. I mean,
I always thought that football was number one in my life, but more and more of the list, it kept popping up number two.
It did?
Yeah. Number three was finish the season in the top 20. Four was getting to a bowl game. Number five was someday having a stadium named after me. And six was making it in the Hall of Fame in my home state of Indiana. And then seven was my health. Eight was,
Pedro, how many items on the list?
On the list is 41.
Are you going to read them all?
No, no, I don't have to, I guess. But, well, the point of all this is that, you know, after all these lists and after all this time, without exception, the number one item on the list was you and Kelly.
Really?
Yeah, no, I didn't try to break it down into who was more important, you or Kelly. I hope you don't mind.
No.
You know, after you left me here and I got to thinking about it, I realized that I felt worse about losing you than I did about losing the game. And I can't promise you that if we lose again next week, I'm not going to be upset and angry because, well, heck, it isn't going to matter. If we lose again next week, I'm going to be fired. So there, that goes.
Maybe before we lose our grip on what was starting to be a very nice moment here, I'd like to tell you that I've been doing some thinking, too. And what happened last night wasn't entirely your fault.
It wasn't? Great. All right, why not?
Oh, look. You're a competitive, ambitious, intense guy. It's what makes you a good coach. It's also what makes you very attractive.
Yeah. Well, you didn't think so last night.
Because it's also what makes you hell to be with when you lose. But I realize that if we're going to have whatever this is we're having here, that I have to learn to accept that about you.
Now, does that mean that you'll still come down if we lose again next weekend?
Of course I will. Because then you'll be unemployed, and you'll need someone to help you through that.
But you know something? Now, the weekend isn't over yet. We still got today.
This is true. What'd you have in mind?
Well, we haven't lit that fire yet.
And it is chilly out. Let's go.
All right.
By the way, what time did you let the team go home last night?
Oh, jeez! I gotta call Luther!